This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free, whether it's slavery or Facebook, whatever you want to talk about goes here. That's the range that we've covered here so far
slavery
tonight.
Of your mind.
With you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we can get back into senators threatening Facebook. Now, again, I'm not a big fan of a lot of what Facebook does, but I think they should be free to run their company however they want. And now some tough-talking senators are saying they might regulate Facebook if Facebook doesn't do what they say to do. But what is it that they want Facebook to do exactly? We'll get into that coming up here in a moment. But first, we go to the phones, to the fun. He's Larry in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know something? People can't wrap their minds around what slavery really was. Slavery was importing about maybe 50,000 head of breeding stock from Africa and perpetuating that because we stopped importing slaves in 1810. After the invention of the cotton gin in 1830, the cry came from the South to have more slaves. So what the border states like Virginia, Kentucky was the main culprit, Delaware, and all the northern border
Maryland.
States and south,
yep.
Set up places and actually bred slaves, they're African breeding stock, like they were cattle. They bred them, marched them down to the capital, which is Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, taxed them, and march the gangs down to the cotton fields to be worked out on the plantation. People can't get their mind around that. That's the difference from slavery immortal because it was usually by conquest. But America done it. They actually bred slaves for the purpose of taking them and selling them, and our government was complicit with that. And the thing that is going on now is that we are still slaves as persons of African descent whose ancestors were imported into this country and sold as slaves are still the slaves now.
And when you say that, what is it that you mean? Because I can argue that everybody's a slave, whether they're...
No, I'm talking about the actual slaves according to the law. We are the now slaves. And if you dig deep enough, you'll find out. You won't believe me when I tell you that. But that's America's dirty little secret that needs to be spread out, and I hope with this immigration.
So, Larry, I got to understand. I'm afraid I have to understand. So, are you saying that there's some archaic, unenforced law that's still on the books that says that black people are slaves? Or are you saying that, in fact, functionally, black people are treated differently under the law in some way?
I'm saying the law, when you talk about the 14th Amendment, you talk about people that were that the United States government had jurisdiction over. Justice Taney said that in his decision, Dred Scott versus Stanford, that persons of African descent whose ancestors were imported into this country could never become slaves, become citizens, emancipated or not. And if you're not a citizen in a constitutional republic, you don't have nothing common. You can exist by consent or be allowed to do certain things, but as far as having any rights or any privileges or immunity.
So what rights do I have as a person who does not identify as black? What rights do I have that you don't have? Yeah, I know you're black. You've called him before.
Okay, well, you would have rights that you assume, like you say, you're inalienable rights. You understand that?
Like what one are you talking about?
But what inalienable rights do you not have?
You have a right to be secure in your person, in your papers, and so forth. you have a right to be immune from unreasonable arrest.
But that's not true.
Well, yes, you do.
That's not true. We've had the studio raided before.
Fictionally. But you understand.
Well, the rights are fictional, apparently, because we've had the studio raided before, Larry, so we were not secure in our persons and our places.
It was for probable cause. But what you have to understand is.
Well, yeah, what is that? Oh, that makes it okay? I thought I had a right. So because they had a piece of paper from a judge, that makes it okay?
Don't worry, they'll get a piece of paper around your house, too.
One more thing. I won't tell you that much more, but when you talk about where it says all men are created equal, we like to strut our documents out our preamble to the Constitution, that Declaration of Independence, that's all garbage, you know? For even the people who are citizens, it's all fluff and garbage. But what it does is, I read an article about our laws are based on Roman law. And the Romans had half their populations was slaves when you got right down to the where they were getting ready to decline, right? But when our farmers of our Constitution wrote the Constitution and said those words, they considered the African slaves that they had imported and sold as cattle, farm animals. So they weren't even, but you couldn't have any consideration on anything on their mind. Governor Pinckney of South Carolina.
Before Reconstruction, but after the Civil War in South Carolina, wasn't there a majority of black House of Representatives people voted in?
There certainly was, but that
seems
was
like,
done to punish.
Seems like a strange thing to do with non-citizens.
That was done by the white Northerners to punish the South for their rebellion. They can let a clown or buffoon like Al Sharpton be a congressman. They can let Kamala Harris, and she's an idiot, be a congressman, or the one other boy be a congressman or a senator. They can back and sit.
Larry, boy. Larry, I appreciate. I'm fine when you call in and say, "Hey, boys," and refer to us as boys.
Well, okay,
I really hate it when you call black people boys, Larry.
Well, but they're colors.
He
man.
Can say
colors,
whatever
man.
He
okay.
wants to.
He can.
I mean, that's
well,
fine.
But it's just not appropriate. I can express how I feel about it.
Yeah, sure. But look here, Larry. Here's where I disagree with what you're saying is not that I don't think that blacks are slaves. I think everybody's a slave. I think the word citizen is just another word for a slave. It's just one where they try to get you to believe you're something other than that. Now, I'm not talking about slavery in the same way of like a taskmaster with a whip on a horse. Standing over you in the hot sun. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that these government people, regardless of the color of your skin, treat you like they own you. And that's what the kind of the theme
consent.
Of the show. Huh?
But you gave consent to have that done
to
you.
No,
you
I did not. At what
have
point
you
did I give consent?
Have you ever participated?
In
have
what?
You ever used our highways? Have you ever been involved
that's
in any
consent?
Kind of...
The fact that I've gone on the road means I'm consenting to some ruler telling me how to live my life? I'm sorry, I don't buy that for a moment.
Have you got an iPod?
No, but what's that have to do with anything?
Are you on the airways now?
Yeah. Yeah, but what's that have to do with anything?
You buy in. Then that means you buy in to what's going on to a regular...
According to what? Just because you said so?
I've never signed a document.
No, the government regulates all this. You buy in.
No, you're wrong about that. In order to buy in, there would have to be, and thank you for the call, there would have to be some kind of evidence of that. There would have to be some sort of, like you said, a document.
So the contractor agreement has a meeting of the minds that has...
Offer, acceptance, meeting of the minds, consideration,
right, agreement. All these things, and those things don't occur. I mean, the government treats you as though you have consented to all of this, but you can go ahead and attempt to withdraw that consent at any time, and they will not honor it. So,
certainly, I've tried. They won't.
Right. Like
I've tried it in court. I've tried it at the city clerk's office.
The best way to look at the government is an organization that provides a service as a monopoly.
An awful service.
Well, I mean, the service is whatever the service is.
Because they're a monopoly.
Every monopoly provides a bad a bad service. I mean, that's what they do. They work with the government, which is a monopoly, in order to... be able to provide this monopoly service, and they give you high prices, bad customer service, a whole variety of other things. And just look at the government like what it is. It's a monopoly. And the more things you give them control over, the more things they're going to claim a monopoly over, and the worse service you're going to get, and the higher prices you're going to pay.
We got more coming up here, and you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The government doesn't care what the color of your skin is. They just care whether you obey.
They may.
Well, some of their agents might individually.
Well, the government doesn't.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. I'm not going to tell you to go and buy gift cards with Bitcoin Cash right now, even though you could, because there's still a hash war going on as we speak between Bitcoin Cash and its new challenger, Bitcoin SV or Bitcoin Cash SV or whatever it is they're calling it. This has been going on now for two solid days, and you can spend Bitcoin Cash, but most wallets won't allow you to, because right now the hash war is making it so if you spend your Bitcoin Cash, you will also accidentally be spending this other new thing, the Bitcoin SV, if you had Bitcoin Cash before the split, which was 2 days ago.
So. Yeah, it looks to me like this is yet another circumstance where somebody gets in the cryptocurrency sphere, makes big claims about what they can do, mm-hmm. and nothing happens. The price tends to take a dip during these and makes it a buying opportunity for people.
Price is down, that's for damn sure.
But, this kind of buoyancy, this kind of situation tends to bounce back relatively quickly. I would expect things to be relatively back to normal in a week or two.
What I will tell you about Bitcoin Cash is, and Bitcoin in general, is the place to go to learn the basics. If you're new, is Bitcoin.com. That's where you can learn about the original BTC and how it ended up, splitting into Bitcoin Cash back in 2017 and BTC. And now there's this new hash war on the Bitcoin Cash side. They've got a news site. They've got an academy as well. So if you're brand new, you can go through the Bitcoin.com academy. And if you want to get the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com. Since I'm on the topic briefly, we're going to get right back to your calls, but we have been updating you on the Bitcoin Cash hash war over the last few days. It is currently Bitcoin Cash 9 blocks ahead of its new competitor, the Bitcoin SV. And earlier today, for the very first time, SV did cross over the hash rate, meaning that the hash rate of Bitcoin Cash dropped right. pretty precipitously.
During this two-day war, apparently for somewhere in the neighborhood of an hour or so, maybe a bit more than that, the one side has been in charge.
They did take over for a little bit earlier today, but now it looks like Bitcoin Cash is going back on the upswing and separating, putting a little distance between the two. So basically what's happening for the uninitiated is there's a bunch of computer geeks really literally at a computer geek war with one another.
Yeah, it's their version of a horse race, really.
Yeah, they're trying to throw as much money at these the mining operations of these two competing coins. This one is brand new, this SV thing. This is the one run by the guy who's been blustering about how he's going to destroy Bitcoin Cash, and it's a very hostile kind of situation.
Yes. And he has not been able to pull that. He hasn't even come close. Hasn't even... it's not even likely that he's not even showing any propensity, any ability to pull this off.
Yeah, it's an ugly situation, and it's the worst part about it, besides the fact that it's technically confusing if you're new to the concepts, because we're doing, general brushstrokes here. If you wanted to get into a detailed conversation about this, go back to our Tuesday show this week where we had Vin Armani in the studio with us. We spent a good amount of time talking about what all this means and, explaining some of the concepts here. So I don't mean to be, generic here or too general, but that's what we have to do because we're not really into this topic. And anyway, my main concern with all these hash wars, or this is, I guess, the first time this has really happened, but it probably won't be the last, is that it's not good publicity. When you've got these people out there fighting with one another, it does make it seem like, this is unstable.
Well, this is one person and one group that's attempting to fight. The other's just defending.
Sure, but it still is ugly, and it looks bad, and it looks unstable, and it would make people think, I don't want to invest in this. This is dangerous. I don't understand this.
At this point, the bully has spent millions of dollars
to try to win this.
Or the bullying organization has spent millions of dollars in order to win, and hasn't even come close. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, he hasn't really been ahead at any in any significant way in this. And it makes him look bad, too, by the way. I think he, to anyone paying attention, this guy with his threats and his nastiness.
And no delivery, it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, if he had a good reputation at one point, he sure as heck doesn't now, I think, among most people in the world of cryptocurrency. But either way, I'm just talking about from the outsider's perspective, Mark, looking in on this and not knowing all the details, not knowing about who the person is. It's Craig Wright is his name. Who is that? Well, he's the guy who claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto. Who's that? That's the founder of Bitcoin. There's a lot of background and information that you really have to have to really get any kind of an accurate picture of all the ins and outs of what's going going on. And even then, you probably still don't know, you know, everything, because it's a big world in cryptocurrency. But again, if you want to get started, it's an exciting world. And it is a world that is essentially self-regulating. And this is kind of the ugly process of that happening, where people have a disagreement. In this world, they can, the cryptocurrency world, they can just break off.
Right.
They can, just like any religion has schisms and break off, the same way.
In a self-regulating society, sometimes two guys have to stand in the middle of the street at high noon and draw guns on each other. Sometimes.
Well, in this case, there's no actual violence being done. It's just computers competing with one another. So, all things considered, it's a relatively safe activity, but there are some risks as far as spending your Bitcoin Cash at this time. And most, like I said, most wallets and exchanges are doing the responsible thing, and they're telling people, just hold off on your Bitcoin Cash. All right. So go to Bitcoin.com. You'll learn more there. Russell is on the line in Virginia, listening to WLNI FM. Hey, Russell.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey. Just one quick thing about Bitcoin.
Sure.
Hail Trump. Hail Trump. Down with the left. Long live Donald Trump. Down with the caravan.
Do you think they're going to drop you?
Is that all you got?
All right.
Wow.
I didn't drop him.
No, I didn't either. He hung up
the
phone.
It's Free Talk Live.
What did he think he was doing there?
I don't know. Sound like an idiot?
Wow, you got on conservative. Yeah, most of the stations carrying this show are conservative talk radio stations. We do have a handful of progressive talkers because we're the only show that actually can be on both of those types of stations. But okay, you just signaled that you like Trump. Wow.
You can call in and tell the board operator, the call screener, I like Trump.
Right. And hail Trump. You could have told the board op, hail Trump, and we still would have put you on the air.
Yeah.
Because we put everybody on the air. The only way you don't get on the air on Free Talk Live is if we're loaded with phone calls and it's the very end of the show and we just can't get to you in time. And then you can call tomorrow night, you know, because it's open phones every single night. Let's go to your calls here and thoughts. Too bad. I was hoping he actually had something to say about Bitcoin. Let's go to Brian. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
All right, so I try not to watch regular network TV, but the other day my wife had The View on.
Have
you guys ever seen that show?
I have seen it.
No, I've only seen clips.
My mother-in-law watches it.
I've only seen clips on the internet, so I've never seen a whole episode of it.
God, I hate it. Well, anyway, they had John Kasich on the other day. And people better watch out. Yes, people better watch out because he's talking already about how he wants to run as a libertarian.
Oh, no.
I'm like, are you kidding me? And people don't see a freaking wolf in sheep's clothing. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just putting it out there. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, God.
Because
he's not going to fool me, but these poor bastards in the Libertarian Party, man, they seem to just love themselves a former Republican.
Yeah.
Yes. What is up with that? Let's get a true third party in this country.
I can answer that question if you want. If you want. Hang on, Brian. What is up with that? Okay, I've got an answer for that question. As a longtime observer and former member of the Libertarian Party.
Member.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry. And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job. but this is very sad to see it.
President Trump's reaction as he tours some of the areas that were hit hardest by some of the wildfires that have hit California over the last week. According to the Butte County Sheriff, at least 71 people have died, and there's still many more people that they're looking for that are unaccounted for. According to numerous reports, the CIA believes that the Saudi Crown Prince ordered the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi. This goes against initial indications, and the CIA has yet to confirm if these reports are true. And in Florida, the hand recount has to be complete by Sunday at noon Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us on social medias like Twitter and Mastodon, the new decentralized replacement for Twitter that does not rely on centralized corporate servers. It is completely decentralized. Anybody who wants to can run a Mastodon server, which is awesome. Somebody decided to put one up called Liberdon for libertarian types. And we've got an account there. So you can follow our toots, as they call them there, over at toot.freetalklive.com. If you still want to follow us on Twitter, we still have an account there. You can go to twitter.freetalklive.com. Or if you are on the Telegram platform, you can follow our channel there at telegram.freetalklive.com. Those are three different ways for you to get updates like show prep kind of things, like things we're talking about on the air is where we tend to send those. And then I guess there's a Facebook page that you do something with, Mark. I don't know what that is.
I do. I keep the Facebook page going, but
I don't think there's show prep that goes to that, though, right?
No, it's too difficult to keep that. Facebook is
just sort of like rando libertarian article stuff.
Yeah. Facebook is just uninterested in working with businesses.
Oh, they will love to work with you if you just want to pay them.
Yeah.
They'll work with you then.
Yep.
So anyway, let's continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts. We do have Brian still on the line with us here. He's in Indianapolis. Brian, you'd asked the question because you said this John Kasich character who had run for the Republican presidential nomination back in 2016, I believe. I think I heard he got second place in the New Hampshire primary. So maybe that's why he's continuing on with this. But apparently there's a rumor that he may want to run as a libertarian candidate in 2020. And, of course, I roll my eyes at these Republicans coming into the Libertarian Party, but that's the way things have been over the last decade now in the Libertarian Party since 2008 when they nominated Bob Barr, a former Republican congressperson from, I think, Georgia was his state of residence. They nominated, former CIA director Bob Barr.
Drug warrior.
Total drug warrior. They nominated him, and that was the same year, before that happened, I resigned my life membership in the Libertarian Party. And you asked, you said, what's up with that? Why are the libertarians continuing to be so obsessed with these washed-up Republican Republican office holders? So in the last two presidential elections, 2012 and 2016, they nominated Gary Johnson.
Certainly better than Bob Barr.
Better than Bob Barr, I'll give you that. But not great. And not a libertarian. So
no.
He was a Republican governor in New Mexico, and just an awful candidate as far as libertarians are concerned. But the answer to why this is happening is because it's called political takeover. It's called a hostile takeover, where basically if there's a political party that's doing, relatively well on the scheme of things. The Libertarian Party was at one time the third largest political party in the United States. I don't know if they still are. They might be. Maybe they're neck and neck with the Greens. Honestly, I don't know what the current membership numbers of both organizations are. But they're at least noteworthy to some extent. And so some people who have the intention of destroying the libertarians will come into the Libertarian Party for the purpose of taking it over for their own reasons, whether it's for their own glorification or whether it's for just taking the party down, watering them down, making them even less relevant and less effective over time. That's ultimately what's happened, and it's just the nature of political animals.
That's horse crap.
No, it's so not. Anybody who wants to can join these parties and just basically make it difficult.
Why is that? Why can anybody be a delegate? Because it doesn't matter whether you're a member of the Libertarian Party. You don't get to decide. In the same way, you as a life member were not asked whether you liked Bob Barr as a candidate or not.
No.
What mattered is the people who go to the delegates
right.
who go to the convention. Why is it that the Libertarians allow delegates who, weren't
they can't
Libertarians?
Stop them.
Yes, they can.
No, they
can change their rules.
No, the rule is
it's all about money.
Well, there's not a whole lot of money to be gained from the Libertarian Party. I mean, they're not a particularly well-heeled organization.
But those candidates have money. That just takes, it's all about money. That we need to, believe me, I'm from Indiana, okay? We just had a Senate race here, which was pretty nasty between Donnelly and Braun. Braun won. We also had a Libertarian candidate in there.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea. She got a lot. I mean, she actually did pretty decent with some of the, with her percentage. But it's so funny. Like when the debates, they would give her the craziest questions to ask.
Yeah. They actually let her in the debates?
Questions.
Yeah. Better than they
during
do in the governor's race here.
I mean, it was like, okay, so they're asking, well, how would you... You know, we big ethanol here in Indiana, grow a lot of corn. She's like, well, how would you help the ethanol industry? And she said, I'd stop growing corn and grow hemp. Makes better ethanol. Makes sense. Hemp. That's what everybody needs to realize, the uses of hemp. The newspapers and everything went off about how she said hemp, and the farmers all went off about how they're going to lose money if the corn industry's gone for the ethanol. But I'm like, don't the farmers know they could grow hemp and make more money? I mean, it's just, there's no, we need to get where it's fair for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's
I don't blame you for saying
that. I don't think it's ever going to be fair.
Yeah, it's never going to be fair because the Republicans and Democrats write the rules. So you've got huge problems with the system that they're not going to be fixing. The Republicans and Democrats want to keep them out.
I know you're not a libertarian anymore, but I know if there was a good man, you'd get behind. Good man, good woman, get behind them. You know, we need to find somebody.
I resigned from the National Libertarian Party. I'm still a libertarian. I'm still somebody who believes in the non-aggression principle.
Yeah.
Most libertarians are not active with the Libertarian Party. I'd like to point that out. The Libertarian movement is much larger than the Libertarian Party. That's just a political wing of the larger Libertarian movement.
You know who? We had a governor governor's race, I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe longer, maybe 12. And I don't know if you guys watch Survivor at all, but Rupert ran for governor here on the Libertarian ticket.
No,
you know, he almost won that race.
No kidding.
Yeah, if we could get one of the big names, whoever they are, might be, you know, Penn from Penn and Teller. There's Michael Douglas, yes. I think, is claimed to be.
Michael Douglas?
No, I forget their names. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell is a Libertarian.
I'm really bad with naming actors.
And he's badass.
But hey,
well.
I would do Penn and Teller. I would do Penn for sure.
Wouldn't that be awesome,
for sure.
Penn and Teller for president?
And vice.
Right.
Vice president? Hey. It could be worse than what we got now, so.
And it would be actually really good. Anyway. Hey, thanks, Brian, for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Although there's rumors, Mark, that from the libertarian side of things, that Patrick Byrne, the founder of Overstock.com, may be throwing his hat in the ring.
He's better than most.
There's some kind of, I guess, like fancy dinner that certain libertarians were invited to, and
right.
I don't think it's happened yet, but it's like a $500 per plate dinner, and there's only 18 seats available.
Oh, my.
So there's some sort of big announcement that's supposed to be coming from Patrick Byrne at this dinner, and many are speculating that he may be deciding to throw his hat in the ring, which would be very interesting. He seems a pretty libertarian chap from our interactions we've had with him over time. He's also a big cryptocurrency fanatic with Overstock.com being the very first billion-dollar company to
accept Bitcoin. Not off the chain like John McCaffrey.
You mean like, you know, eccentric?
Yeah.
Yeah. But John McAfee's pretty awesome, too.
He's off the chain.
I got to say, I will enjoy seeing John McAfee, if he throws his hat in again, debating Patrick Byrne at a Libertarian Party convention. Unfortunately, there's going to be a big push for this other cat named Bill Weld, who's a former governor of Massachusetts, who will also likely be running. I think that he may have already announced. But this is the guy who was Gary Johnson's vice presidential running mate, and arguably even worse than Johnson, as far as he was a Massachusetts governor.
Yeah, he was running for president and basically endorsed Clinton.
More than once. Yeah. It wasn't like an accidental slip of the tongue or something like that. He basically said he was old buddies with her and thought she was just swell, essentially. So the Republican light types who've been joining the Libertarian Party for the last couple of decades and trying to take it over, they basically had success, and now this is the guy they're going to be pushing in 2020.
It's a Democrat supporter.
Yep, who's a Republican. And apparently he's got a problem with alcohol. Toll-free number here is 855.
That's a claim you don't know.
450-FREE. Go look up the video where he passes out where he's supposed to be giving a speech.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in a crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, we got a few moments remaining, enough time for you if you get on the lines with us now. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. And you can sign up for our email list. The email sign-up is right there toward the top of the website. It's easy to find. You'll see it there. Over at freetalklive.com. And while you're there, you can enjoy archives that go back for more than a decade. There's so many more free features on the website that most of these other talk show hosts want to charge you for on their sites. So go and enjoy and sign up for our email list, which reminds me, I meant to send one today, but I haven't yet. So sometime this weekend, I'll send one out. Because usually it's once a week that we do the email updates. So, go to freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. It is Chris in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thank you. So, I was listening to you guys talking about, you know, the third party. And, you know, the issue I have with the Libertarian Party is that when there's a candidate running, they tend to draw more votes away from the conservative or Republican party.
It's false. There have been, you know, people have looked into this. It's absolutely false. Libertarians draw votes from both the left and the right, and more importantly, the unaffiliated. They draw votes from new voters. They draw votes from unaffiliated, you know, independent voters. Here in New Hampshire, there's a large class of voters that are considered what's called undeclared here, meaning they are not either a Republican or Democrat. In fact, that's the plurality of the voters here in New Hampshire. Libertarians will draw votes from all across the political spectrum. Now, what is it that makes you think that they're drawing votes from conservatives?
It just seems like any time I've ever seen them running against both a Democrat and a Republican, that the Republicans' numbers are lower.
But how do you know what the Republicans' numbers
margin
would have been
by
otherwise?
By a larger margin than the Democrat.
But how do you know what the Republicans' numbers would have been otherwise? You can't compare apples to oranges.
Well, just from history, you know, let's say this particular state is more typically seen as being Republican-leaning, you know, red-leaning or whatever. and then all of a sudden a libertarian gets thrown in the mix, and all of a sudden a Democrat wins.
Yeah. I
guess what my suggestion would have been if that was true.
I tend to agree with you sort of anecdotally that that, you know, libertarians draw from more Republicans, probably because in the absence of a libertarian, I will generally vote Republican. And that's probably
that's your own bias then.
It is. That's why I tend to agree anecdotally.
Yeah.
I think I've made it clear that that's my bias.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would ask you this. As a person who will vote Libertarian, and in the absence of a Libertarian, then vote Republican, what makes you think that Republican deserves my vote?
I guess I don't know how to answer that, but might happen is that a third party might come in that might appeal a little bit more towards the Democrats, since the political party of the Democrats seem to be going more and more socialist,
mm-hmm.
that maybe they would be ready for a split and in the long run help out.
It's called the Green Party. They're already there.
The Greens do very well in the blue states. You'll take a look at places like Wisconsin, Minnesota.
I don't think I'd ever even heard of the Green Party.
Yeah, they exist, and it's probably because you don't travel in those circles, but they do real well in Washington and Oregon and places like that, and they're still getting Democrats elected there.
Oh, okay.
Hey, so the joke about the Greens is green on the outside, red on the inside.
Like watermelons.
And yes, you do have in Indiana, there is the Green Party of Indiana. They have a website, so if you really want to learn more about them, they're out there. And I think that they probably also likely draw from Democrats, but also people who are frustrated with the Dems, people who are frustrated with politics in general.
Right. I mean, Trump won quite arguably, and I would just go ahead and say this unequivocally, Trump won because Hillary sucks so badly. If Sanders had taken the nomination, I think Sanders would have beaten Trump. And because there has to be, I mean, one state would have made the difference. I haven't done the calculations on how many votes it is. I probably could do that this evening. But how many votes separated Clinton from the presidency? It wasn't very many, and likely in that state, whatever that state was, it could have been Sanders voters who stayed at home because they didn't want to vote for a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Now, look, I'll give you this much. If the Libertarians keep nominating these former Republicans, then I think there is an argument that, well, they might attract a few Republican voters.
Worth at this point.
Yeah, they might attract a few more Republican voters because of that fact, and I think that's a problem.
Traditionally,
that has not been the case. When you've got a candidate like Harry Brown, the perennial Libertarian candidate,
1996 and 2000.
That's correct. But when you have a candidate like Harry Brown, who's actually out there talking about libertarianism, when he's actually out there talking about the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not okay to use aggressive force to achieve your goals in life, which is what Harry Brown talked about in his campaign. He wrote two great campaign books that are basically libertarian treatises that took some of the best messaging of libertarianism and put them in book form. He's a great writer.
I agree with you. He's a great writer.
That's the kind of person who's going to attract votes from all over the political spectrum because he's staying on message. He's not playing favorites. He's not allied with one political party or another.
I'm glad that you clarified about whom you're speaking when you say that the Libertarian candidate draws from both the right, the left.
I mean a real Libertarian candidate.
Right.
But PACs in the last 10 years have not been real Libertarian candidates.
Well, they're the Libertarian candidate.
Right. When you say that, what you mean is they're the Libertarian Party's nominee. They're not actual Libertarians.
They're the candidate, and they're Libertarian.
Of the Libertarian Party. Right, but what you're saying is obscuring the truth. So when you keep saying they're Libertarians, you're not correct. A Libertarian is somebody who advocates for the non-aggression principle, and Bill Weld and Gary Johnson, not one time in their political campaigns have they talked about the non-aggression principle. They have not talked about actual libertarianism. They've just talked about how, well, libertarians are socially conservative, or no, socially liberal and conservative,
fiscally
conservative, whatever it is that they've been saying. So they've been trying to water down the message and make it so people are very confused and very uninterested in libertarianism, because when those people talk about it, They're not talking about libertarianism. They're just talking about their version of politics that they want to foist on people. And they've had the opportunity because of the Libertarian Party being taken over by Republican hacks over the last decade plus. Screw the Libertarian Party. You know what? This is why I've said recently, Mark, that the libertarians here in New Hampshire, I think they're onto something with this take over the other parties thing. Because the other parties have been trying to take over the Libertarian Party at the national level. So let's turn the tables on them since we've got enough libertarian activists here in New Hampshire and have the libertarians invade the main two parties and let them know what it feels like to have a political invasion that basically makes them very frustrated. That's my intention at this point.
They've done it with some success. Libertarians have run as Republicans and Democrats and won multiple times.
In New Hampshire,
more libertarians have won in New Hampshire over the course of the last two decades by running for other parties than they have by any stretch of the imagination just running libertarians anywhere.
If the other parties
across
wanna,
the globe.
Yeah, if the other parties want to make it difficult on the libertarians, make it hard to get on the ballot, they want to invade the Libertarian Party, then let's just do the same thing to them. Let's invade their parties.
I think
see how they like it.
Fine idea if you want to spend your time being involved in a political party.
I don't want to spend much time being involved in the political parties. However, I'm almost giving up on the Libertarian Party at this point. On the state level.
I love that they give me an opportunity to vote, to have somebody to vote for on a national level where my vote is mathematically inconsequential. You know, my vote has never mattered in a presidential race. There's never been a presidential race in the course of human history in the United States that has been decided.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Adam on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Adam.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, so like you said, I'm from Indianapolis. I'm an audio guy, so I travel home late from gigs. I like to listen to you guys.
Thanks.
I'm generally conservative, but I like to listen to your station and your program because I think it's important to hear other people's point of views on things. And so maybe it's just from like where I'm from and in, you know, my region, but at least you guys were talking about like problems with the Libertarian Party, and at least I've never seen, at least in a major race, like a Libertarian candidate from the Libertarian Party actually, like, do well or do successfully. And I was wondering if I could hear you guys talk about that. Like, is it a money issue? Is the party itself just not organized? Or what's
this,
going on with that?
It's this whole mess of things. So first off, the Republicans and Democrats make it very difficult for them to get into the debates. And then when they don't get into the debates, it makes it difficult for them to fundraise and everything else. They're not on an equal footing.
It's a catch-22. You can't get funding if you can't get attention. You can't get attention if you can't get into the debates. If the media is going to ignore you, it's a mess. I wish we had more time to talk about it, Adam, but we are out tonight. Call again any night. We're here, even if we're not live on your local radio station. We're always here. 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.